Okay, today we're up to Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet in Maseches Nazir. So a Nazir gets Malkus for violating any of these Surin Nazirus. Nazir Shayeshos Yain Kol Hayom Eino Chayev Ela Achas. If a Nazir drank wine all day long, but you only gave him one Hasra at the beginning of the day, he only gets one Malkus. Amrulo Altishta Vuhushosa. But if before each drink that he takes, they tell him, we're giving you Hasra, do not drink, you can be Chayev Malkus for that, and he drinks anyway after each Hasra, then Chayev al kolachas v'achas, and he's going to be chayev a separate malchus for each time he drinks. And the same is true when it comes to the issue of shaving the head. Hay megaleh kol hayom, eino chayev ela achas. If he kept shaving his head off, his hair off his head all day long, he's only going to be chayev once, one chayev malchus for all of that shaving. But amru lo, they tell him, al tegaleach, don't shave. And then he shaves a little bit of his hair. And then they say again, al tegaleach. And again, v'hu megaleach, he shaves a little more of his hair, chayev al kolachas v'achas. So he's going to be for each act of shaving that was in violation of a separate hasra'a. And the same is true with the Yisr Tumah of a Nazir. If he's walking around cemeteries all day long and he only got one hasra'a at the beginning of the day, he's only chayv one set of malchus. But if each time before he encounters another dead body or another Tumah, they tell another form of Tumas Meis, they tell him, do not become Tame, and he keeps on doing it anyway, Chayv al Kalachas V'achas, he's going to be Chayv Malkus for each cemetery that he walks into, each grave that he goes over, that he receives a separate Hasra'a for. Now we move on to Mishnah Hay. Shloshim min Nasrim ben Nazir. There are three kinds of people that are, three kinds of things, that are usher to a Nazir. Tumah v'teglachas v'yotzei min ha'gefen. We already learned this, that this was already taught in Mishnah Aleph, but this is a good way to introduce the next part of the Mishnah. There are three Yisurim for Nazir. He's not allowed to cut his hair. He's not allowed to become Tamei the Mace. He's not allowed to cut his hair. And he's not allowed to have grape products. Chumra, but Tumah teglachas miyaveyos min ha'gefen. There's a Chumra that the Yisur Tumah and the Yisur of shaving has over grape products, in that Shatumah v'teglachas sosrin. Tumah and teglachas, if he violates those, he's going to have to start his Nazirus all over again. Vayotzim min ha'gefen eino soser. But if a person has a glass of wine while he's a Nazir, it does not ruin the days of Nazirus. We mentioned that there is a din midrabanan, that the days that he drinks wine don't count toward the Nazirus, so he'll have to add on a few more days on the tail end if he knowingly drank wine while he was a Nazir. But on a Daraisa level, certainly, it doesn't have any impact on the length of his Nazirus. Chumra b'yotzim min ha'gefen mi'batumah b'teglachas. There's a certain chumra about grape products that you don't have by tumah and teglachas. Shayotzim min ha'gefen lo hutar michlalo, that the use of grape products is never mutter. There's never an exception to that iser. Whereas the iser of tumah and the iser of shaving sometimes are mutter. For example, b'teglachas mitzvah. If a person is a mitzora also, so part of the Tara process of Mitzvah is a mitzvah teglachas, so he's allowed to do that even though he happens to be a Nazir. So that mitzvah saseh is docha the lo saseh of Nazirus. And when it comes to tomo b'meis mitzvah, a meis mitzvah, a Nazir is allowed to become tamei too. So you see that there's an exception to the Yisur of Tumah. V'chomer b'tumah mi b'teglachas. Tumah has a chumra over teglachas. Sh'atumah soser sakol v'chevin al karban. Tumah undoes the entire Nazirus, and after he's mitar himself, he has to bring a karban for his tumah. V'teglachas heinu sosar sos shloshim yom v'ein chayev nalei karban. But teglachas, it's only sosar shloshim yom, and he's not going to be chayev to bring a karban. Meaning, even if his nazirus was a 6 month nazirus and he did it teglachas, he'll only have to count 30 more days, because the idea with it being sosar is that you need 30 days of hair growth in order to be yotzei the mitzvah teglachas at the end. So if he just cut his hair, he's not going to have 30 days of hair growth unless he waits another 30 days. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if a person violates one of the Yisurin Nazirus repeatedly, but he only got one Hasra'a in the morning, so he only gets one Malkus. But if he gets a separate Hasra'a for each violation, then he's going to get a separate Malkus for each violation. And that's true of all three Yisurim of a Nazir: the Yisur of Tumah, the Yisur of Teglachas, and the Yisur of grape products. So then Mishnah Hay taught us that there's a certain Chumrah that Tumah and Teglachas have over Yotze Min HaGefen, because if a person has a grape product, it does not ruin the Nazirus, he doesn't have to recount anything. There's a certain Chumrah that grape products have over Tumah and Teglachas, is that there's no exception to the Isser of having grape products, whereas there is an exception to the Isser to Teglachas if you're a Mitzora, and there's an exception to the Isser of Tumah if it's a Mace Mitzvah. And then we said there's a Chumrah that Tumah has over Teglachas, that if a person becomes Tamei Lemeis when he's a Nazir, he has to bring a carbon and he has to redo the entire Nazirus, whatever the term of the Nazirus was. Whereas if he gets a haircut while he's a Nazir, he doesn't need to redo the entire term of the Nazirus, he only needs to redo 30 days. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.